Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. What to talk about today? For some reason, I'm experiencing technical difficulties, so I'm assuming that this is going to be a short show. Folks, so much going on in the news, and you just don't know what to believe or what is true, what is false, what fits the narrative, what doesn't. And it's really getting irritating. First off, I'm going to start off by saying that Joe Biden has announced that he's sending 1,500 troops to the Mexican border. Since Title 42 is about to end on the 11th of May. Well, how about that? Gee, there's going to be a surge of migrants, and you didn't know this was coming? You wait till now? You wait till now to dispatch troops to the border. There was a solution before your dumbass got into office. It was called Keep Building the Wall. Millions and millions of illegal immigrants are flooding into this country over the last 2.5 years, and now you decide, oh boy, there's going to be a problem. Let's send troops to the border. Could have just kept building the wall, Joe. Nope. You had to just undo everything Donald Trump did in his 4 years in office. I'm at a loss for words. I really am. I really am at a loss for words. I really don't have a response other than you should have just kept building the wall, and you didn't, and now this is your fault. So there's going to be chaos at the border. You think the cartels are going to go quietly? You think there's not going to be a war? And if this isn't enough, an illegal immigrant in Texas, there's a manhunt for an illegal immigrant in Texas that was deported several times and somehow got back in, firing off his gun in his yard, apparently very intoxicated. His neighbors came out and asked him to stop. And then he proceeds to murder every single one of them, execution style, including an 8-year-old child. When does it end? That's my question. When is it going to end? When are you people going to stand up and realize there is an issue, there's a major issue at the border, and do something about it? The hell with gun control, because it's not the gun's fault. It's your fault. There, I said it. It's your fault. You decided to undo things that were in place. And there's chaos on the border. Anytime there's a shooting, it's the gun's fault. A mass shooting, it's the gun's fault. No, it couldn't be the fault of, you know, the maniac who storms a school or goes into a restaurant, a bank, a church. No, it couldn't be the maniac's fault. Couldn't be his fault. Couldn't be mental illness. Or the fact that they didn't follow the law to acquire guns. Criminals do not care about the law. Therefore, they're going to do whatever they want in order to acquire a firearm and commit that crime. And you stand oddly by and just keep lying to the American people. Is there an issue at the border? No, you know, there's a challenge. There's a challenge. Is that what you call it? A challenge at the border? Nah. Millions are coming in, and they're getting free health care, free education, a free place to stay. I didn't see anybody offering our veterans a free place to stay. Three meals a day. An income on the taxpayer's dime. Awesome. You know where they are? They're living on the street with a sign that says, "We'll work for food." Meanwhile, the people that don't have any right to be here are getting everything handed to them on the taxpayer's dime. Want to build back better, Joe? Want to finish the job? As you said in your re-election campaign video, you want to finish the job destroying this country. That's what you want to do. That's what you are doing. Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. And the mainstream media just continue to carry the water. Continue to be cheerleaders for the liberal nut jobs that are destroying this country. Wait. Everybody wait until this war starts on the 11th. Wait until you see gas prices zoom up over $5 a gallon again. Wait until we have to send millions more dollars to Ukraine. In this proxy war, we have no business even funding. I'm not shocked, to be honest, that this is happening. What I am is angry. And I keep getting told there's nothing you could do about it. It's beyond your control. That may be. I don't hold public office. I'm a law-abiding American citizen who doesn't want my rights infringed upon, who doesn't want criminal element coming into this country with things in mind like child trafficking, drug dealing, murder, rape, robbery, you name it, it's going to be done. It has been done. This could have been avoided simply by listening to the American people and not your talking heads that are pulling the strings that tell you what to say. The fact is, you can't even handle reading a teleprompter. You didn't even know which country you were last in. Some little girl had to tell you you were last in Ireland. Oh, there's so many. It's hard to keep track of the last country I was in. A little girl who couldn't have been more than 5 or 6 years old had to tell you the last country you were in was in Ireland. How do you not know? I almost feel sorry for Joe Biden. I really do. It's about time he hangs it up. It's about time he just rides off into the sunset and just, you know, stop already. This chaos in the United States has to stop. We need to make our voices heard loudly and fight like hell to make sure that the next person that gets into office does not finish the job that Joe Biden started. I hope and pray, absolutely hope and pray, that somebody with the brains and the Midas touch that we had not so long ago comes back and helps this country come back to where it was before. Because if this continues, it's going to get worse. It's going to get way worse than it is. Folks, get out there, get to the polls in 2024, make your voices heard, get out there and vote, because if you stay home and not vote, you might as well vote for Joe Biden. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.